Hallelujah.
Mukurikeyo mukanyomero kali akokutendeza nokusinza mukama.
We'll come back from the session of worship and praise of God.
Nyimba ezabandi praise.
In the band praise.
Ebandi worship.
In the band worship.
Ngato sing tuyimba ne Katonda.
As we sing with God.
Ebine bino bya kuyimba ne Katonda.
These are seasons to sing with God.
Mugambe chawandikibwe
ekyo. Tell them that scripture. That which is scripture.
Zephaniah
3:17. Sing with God.
So the
Spirit move mightily in might.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amanya ne dobozi.
Amen. Name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musofa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyeria mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obukumanya Katonda okujudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate obukulemberamu okuyitibwa kwa Katonda erya mawanga gonna.
That which is ahead, God is worldwide call.
Okusinzira mu Africa Uganda.
Basing in Africa Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okusobola okukulemberamu campaign yokora okudizibwa obujja.
Able to head campaign and do revival.
N'okuza obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
And restoration of all things.
Yomugune kunsi.
Of heavens and earth.
Atuteekateeka mawanga gonna.
And prepare all nations.
N'okuda kwa mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
The coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tetwagala kulinda kulala.
We don't want any more waiting.
Tukyeyongerayo n'ekitundu ekyokusatu.
We still move on with part 3.
Ekitundu ekyokusatu.
Part 3. Of the book about
Full Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Full Knowledge of God International Ministries. And God is worldwide call.
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We move on with part
3. As we see the things to put special attention. Yes. As we see the things to put special attention.
Ebigambo ebyokusaka ennyo omwoyo.
What to put much emphasis on.
Ebigambo ebyenkizo.
And the meaningful words.
Ebyensonga.
Those which are meaningful.
Where is our Full Knowledge of God International Ministries?
In Full Knowledge of God International Ministries. And God is worldwide call.
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
So far we finished
4 parts above. Yes. The first part. We
need
to ask to know the genealogy.
N'enkomekero y'obuweereza bwa Full Knowledge of God International Ministries.
And the end of Full Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Awamu n'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda erya mawanga gonna.
And God is worldwide call.
Kusinziira mu Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda. And we indeed saw in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 the genealogy of the Lord Jesus was known. Even the end of his work of saving us on this earth. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So ne ku mulundi guno.
So even on this time
it
takes us to know the genealogy
Of full
knowledge of God international ministries
and the
worldwide
and
God's worldwide call
basing
in Africa, Uganda.
Because
we told if you do not know them,
you might not
know what to answer one who asks
you. And you're
going to be
asked.
And the one asking,
batufu,
they are right.
Ngabanu kule chitufu.
As they answer the rightful thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kubanga butwa soma mu Peter ichisoke sura ya kusa.
But when we read in First Peter chapter 3,
olunyorwe 15,
verse 15.
Kwagambi watu berebete gifu.
We were told to be ready.
Okwanu kulabu abatubuza.
To answer those who ask us.
Abatubuza kusubiria
kusubiria
okukiriza kwa faith.
Of the hope of our faith.
Erabe twagambe bamuongero.
We were told in Proverbs.
Sura 22 muka.
Chapter 24 verse 26.
Tuyanukulamu anse Adamu answer in two from Birobia.
You want to give a rightful answer in the season,
and you'll get a mimwa.
They kiss their lips. So,
to us, some of you in the church.
So, we read much in that first part.
No where is a funo job going to national ministries
concerning full knowledge of God in the national ministries
and
also God is worldwide call
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
And
in the second part,
as we
saw what we have to put much emphasis,
those
we called the NB, the words to put special attention, the meaningful words,
the
full knowledge of God in the national ministries,
and in
God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. Yes.
In
these reasons,
they
show us a small beginning and a good ending. Yes.
Because
when we read in Zechariah chapter 4, verse
10, we heard
who despised the day of small
beginnings.
So don't despise the day of small
beginnings. We
can see where we go and the end of things.
For as we
read Ecclesiastes chapter 7,
the
verse
8, he said
the end of the thing
is
better than its beginning. Yes.
And
these NBs, words to put on much attention, meaningful words.
In full knowledge of God international ministries.
In full knowledge of God international
ministries.
And in God's worldwide call.
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember we saw the first reason.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where is the full knowledge of God international ministries?
That's full knowledge of God international ministries. We are responsible to create a new generation which has the full knowledge of God for the better life on this earth and everlasting life in heaven. Because the old generation, was corrupted by powers of the devils, the powers of darkness, the magic of Egypt, even the ways of Sodom and Gomorrah, including the homosexuals,
the
recipients, recipientism,
those
who marry get married to animals, unto the fornicators, the adulterers, and things like those.
And
we told in the Psalm 78, verse 6 up to 8, when God commanded we create a new generation,
ogwabo abalina okumanya Katonda okujjudde
those who have the full knowledge of God and his glory
olw'obulamu obulungi ku nsi
for the better life on this earth
n'obulamu obutagwawo mu ggulu
and everlasting life in heaven
wanga mu Yokane sura ya 17
because in John chapter 17 the verse 3
obulamu obutagwawo
eternal life
okumanya Katonda mu amazima
to know the one true God
ne Kristo Yesu yatuma
the Christ Jesus is sent
kale mu ngeri eyo
now in that way
NB of so yasose
that was the first NB
ebigambo ebyokusako esire nnyo
what to put on special attention
ebigambo ebyensonga
the meaningful world
erebyenkizo
those which are key
mwereza wafuno job go international ministry
ministry of full knowledge of God
awamu nemu kuyitibwa kwa katondeli amanga gonna
and in God's worldwide call
kusinzira mu Africa Uganda
basically in Africa Uganda
Erango mulembe guno omupya
and this new generation
kwegutukirizo kuitiba kwa Katonda kuno
it is what fulfills this call of God
ya mawanga gonna
the worldwide call
hallelujah
hallelujah
twagenze kweni BFA yokubiri
move to the second NB yes
twagenze ku NB BFA yokubiri
move to our second NB
isonga ebigambo ensonga eyokubiri yokusakenyesira
second thing to put emphasis on
yes put more attention
to put more attention
hallelujah
hallelujah
amen
tula bango buweza funo job god international ministries
and we saw as full knowledge of god international ministries
tukulemberamu
we spearhead
okwitibwa kwa katonda okuchitwa kwa katonda lya mawanga gonna
God is worldwide call
okuchia sinzira okusemba yokusema zinga wese
the greatest and the last on this earth
okusema mu Africa Uganda
basing in Africa Uganda
itaka
a land
abantu
a people
eregwanga
and a nation
eriri wansi we migaja Ethiopia
beyond rivers of Ethiopia
usibuko yo mugachira
at the source of river Nile
ugumanyikidwango mugagwe Misri
that known as river of Egypt
eratwagambidwa
and we were told
etulina kutya kuchogera anti
we should not fear to speak that
kwe kuitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna
it is God's worldwide call
okuchasinze
the greatest
okwitibwa kwa katondeli amawanga gonna
God is worldwide call
okusemba yokunseno
the last on this earth
okuchasinze ero okusemba yokunseno
the greatest and the last on this earth
kubanga kino katonda zacho ogera na abantu bonna
because this God has come speak it with all people
o Bible
in the Bible
mubyafayo
in the history
Nembo nabufumiwa bweru wa Uganda.
And prophecy released outside Uganda.
Nemu Uganda.
And within Uganda.
Erabonga balindiride bulindirizi kuulira.
They are just waiting to hear.
Kubanga twaulide.
Because we heard.
Mu Yokane suli omunana.
In John chapter 8.
Kulwana mu musamba.
Verse 47.
Jowa Katonda.
The one of God.
Aulire ebigambo bya Katonda.
He has the words of God.
Eden tukugamba
and we told you
ndikwe kuitibwa okusemba yo
it is the last calling
kubanga Katonda lyakozeddo kuitibwa okuva kulubereberi
God has ever called generations from the beginning
naita mwanga guno okuva kulubereberi
he called all nations from the beginning
kutwasome mu Isaiah suri ya 41
read in Isaiah chapter 41
nonyuro kuna
verse 4
jani achikorecho
who did that
naita minembo okuva kulubereberi
calling generations from the beginning
yenze mukama olubereberero wenkomerero
I the Lord the first and with the last
yaita mukuyito okuva okwasoka
he called the first calling
era wakati badde mukuitwa okuli masekati yao
we have been in the midst of the calling in the middle there
katuli mukuitwa kwa katundilia mahanga gona
now we are in God's worldwide call
kuchasindira kusemba kusema zinga wense
the greatest and the last on this earth
hallelujah
hallelujah
era ngakugatta mwensi zonna
and it includes all nations
hallelujah
hallelujah
amen
era yatugambie
and he told us
ndi okusina mu Africa mu Uganda
basically in Africa Uganda
itaka
a land
era abantu
a people
eregwanga
and a nation
eri wansiwe migaja Ethiopia
beyond rivers of Ethiopia
usibuko iyo mugachira
at the source of river Nile
gwamanye bwange nyo ngo mugagwe Misri
is known most as river of Egypt
banonga kwino kuyimusabendera
and this we have to lift the banner
fwe kondeli
we blow the trumpet
erita mawanga gonna
calling all nations
gonna kuluno
all in this time
tuvula chitwa ukwitwa kwa katonda elya mawanga gonna
that's why it's called God is worldwide call the greatest
kwa kugatamwa mawanga gonna
includes all nations Isaiah chapter 18, verse 1 up to 3. Able to see the reason also? Yes. That's to put on special attention.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We move to the third NBA. When we speak NBA, we move on to tell
you
what to put on special attention. Yes. And they are key. And they are meaningful. In full knowledge of God international ministries. And in God's worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we move
to our third NB.
Expecting
in our book, we are all together.
We wow.
We wow.
Yes.
As full
knowledge of God international ministries. As we spearhead God's worldwide call, we call all nations to return unto the only one true and faithful living God. He is the Father, the word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We know a spirit of the Lord. Because the gods who did not create heavens and earth, they are the devils. They will perish in hell and the lake of fire. It is the everlasting death. Even those who worship, and they serve them. All are to be destroyed together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the Lord told us,
Kuruno,
on this time, not to just go tell people that Jesus is the way, truth, and life. As in John 1 verse 14. In John 14 verse 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
on this time,
as for
knowledge of God international ministries, as we spearhead the worldwide call, God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda, we've gone to spearhead the call of all nations,
the
return to the one living and true faithful God.
He's
the Father. And his word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, we know a spirit of the Lord. Because the gods who did not create heavens and earth, they are the devils. They will perish in hell and the lake of fire. It is the everlasting death.
Even
those who worship and they serve them. When
he
spoke in Jeremiah 10 verse 10 up to verse 11, he said, thus is where you should answer them, that God is to create heavens and earth. They will not live. They will perish under the heavens and earth. They will not remain.
We
hope we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And we read many other scriptures. As Zechariah chapter
1,
verse 2 up to 4. And
there
many other scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're able to know NBA for you.
So we're able to know to move to the fourth NB. Yes.
We
move to our fourth NB. What to put on special attention? The meaningful words and those key. In full knowledge of God international ministries.
And in
God's worldwide call.
And
this fourth NB.
It we say word of space attention.
That we've called
number four.
Ekigambo ekyenkizo ekyokuna. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wagamidwa ng'obuweereza funo of God International Ministries.
We're told as for knowledge of God International Ministries.
Nga tukulemeramu okwitibwa kwa Katonda erya mawanga gonna.
As we spearhead God's worldwide call.
Usizina mu Africa Uganda.
Basic in Africa Uganda.
Era tuyita mawanga gonna okwegatta Katonda.
Still we call all nations to join on God.
Okola nayo mulimu ogusemba yo kusema zinga wense.
Work with him in the spinal work on this all.
Nebigendirwa bibiri.
With two main reasons.
You can speak nayo wajikutte mu
Rwanda. You held it well.
That has
full knowledge of God and national ministries.
As we spearhead
God's worldwide call,
Africa, Uganda,
basing in Africa, Uganda, we call all nations to join on God, to work with him in his final work on this earth, with two main reasons. Yes. The first reason, to stop the devils from turning the world into Sodom and Gomorrah. A world of men marrying fellow men. Women marry fellow women. Those we call homosexuality. Those who marry and get married to animals. The fornicators, adulterers, and the rest like those. Still be heard in Romans chapter 9, verse 28-29, that God will do a work, finish it, in short, and in righteousness. If the Lord had not left us a descendant, would have appeared as Sodom and Gomorrah. Understood the end of Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's
not only men marry fellow men. Women marry fellow women. Every form of immorality.
But it
ended in the consuming fire.
That's
in Genesis chapter 19, verse 23-24.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We read also in
Jude,
verse 7.
Yes. And they had sex with artificial organs, including robots.
And
the world is on the level of such evil. That's why God has called them, join him in his doing his final work on the earth with two main reasons. The first, stop the devils not turn the world to Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, as we prepare all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages, pass away of heavens and earth, which are the coming of new heavens and the new earth. Anytime we speak of end of ages, all things then are expired and the world is melting, things in it are vanishing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
read in Philippians chapter 1 verse
6. He
began a good work in us. Complish it to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where there is the final work on this earth, where there is the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, where there is coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, where there is the end of ages, the end of heavens and earth, which are, as
we
read in the 2nd Peter chapter 3, verse 10, to enter verse 13, on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, cometh the passing away of heavens and earth, and the melting of things within it, and the great burning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we want this day. Is it that? We want even this day. We move on with NB number 5. The word to put special attention.
ekigambo ekyokusaako ennyesira,
the word to put special attention,
era ekigambo ekyensonga era ekyessira,
the meaningful and the key word.
Muweereza Funoge of God International Ministries,
in full knowledge of God International Ministries,
ne mukuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna,
and in God's worldwide call,
kusinira mu Africa Uganda,
basing in Africa Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kino kiri bwekiti.
This is like this.
Kingobuweereza Funoge of God International Ministries,
that has full knowledge of God International Ministries,
atukulemberamu okuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna,
as we spearhead God's worldwide call,
kusinira mu Africa Uganda,
basing in Africa Uganda.
Tuleeta okuyitibwa kwa Katonda okwenjawulo eri amawanga gonna.
We bring God's special calling unto all nations.
Okumwegattako.
To join on him.
Okutuukiriza enteekateeka ye namutaayika era esembayo ku nsi.
In fulfilling his mega last agenda on the earth. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kutuusa ku mawanga okuyita kwa Katonda okw'enjawulo,
the God's special calling on all nations,
okumwegattako okutuukiriza enteekateeka ye namutaayika esembayo ku nsi,
to join on him to fulfill his mega last agenda on the earth,
okuzza obuggya ebintu byonna,
to restore all,
refresh.
To refresh all things,
okusobola okuzza obujja ebintu byonna ebyomugone ku nsi,
to be able to refresh all things of heavens and earth,
nga Katonda bwe yasuubiza edda,
as God promised before,
mu kitabo kyebikatume esuula eyokusatu,
in Acts chapter 3
onyole 19
verse 19,
kisuubizo kya dda,
it's an olden prophet promise. It means,
let
me explain if you finish to write. Let me first repeat it. That has full knowledge of God International Ministries. As we spearhead God's worldwide call, facing in Africa, Uganda, reaching God's special calling on all nations,
okumwegattako mu kutuukiriza enteekateeka ye namutaayika esembayo ku nsi,
to join him in fulfilling his mega last agenda of the earth,
ey'okuzza obuggya ebintu byonna ebyomugoone ku nsi,
of refreshing all things of the heavens and the earth,
nga bwe yasuubiza mu Bayibuli,
as he promised biblically,
mu bikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'okusatu onyole 19,
in Acts chapter 3 verse 19.
Njagala kino kiseeke nnyesira.
I want you put special attention on this.
Kubanga ate ye agambye.
For him he has said.
Nga tubatuusaako.
As we reach.
Okuyitibwa okw'enjawulo.
On them the special calling. God is a special calling. Yes.
Kwanjawulo.
It is special.
Eri amawanga gonna.
Unto all nations.
Okumwegattako tukiriza enteekateeka ye namutaayika esembayo ku nsi.
To join him in fulfilling his mega last agenda in the earth. Of refreshing all things of heavens and earth, as he promised in the Acts chapter 3 in the verse 19. You know, this one has his mega last agenda, his mega and last agenda. When he calls you involved, he needs to work with him. You always have to think of it. And you stand in a special way. For who are you? You were not there as God began to create heaven and earth.
But
in the end of refreshing all things in heavens and earth, in his agenda you have been called to be included. He calls all nations. They fulfill with him its olden promise. In the Acts chapter 3, verse 19, the time of refreshing all things, he promised them that it will come from him and manifest on this earth. Let's read there, we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume, essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
Kale mwenenye mukyuke, ebibi byammwe bisangulibwe,
Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Yes.
So
now repent and turn. The times of refreshing shall come from the Lord.
Uganda,
the word refreshing. We speak of restoration. Yes, they joined
this.
It involves revival and restoration.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But that time he promised the world would take time. As they repent, they turn. God will send those seasons. Imagine the promises times in Acts.
Long
before, when the apostles were still there, Peter and Paul, Apostle Matthew, Apostle Luke and the others, waited for the times all the long. But in the year 2019, God, basing in his minister, evangelist and the pastor Benny Hinn, when was that in Ghana, Accra? It was date of 13th, month of September,
there
2019, and he saw a vision.
It
means the vision he was seeing, it came from the Lord.
And
he says, I see a vision. A mighty more of the Holy Spirit. Even revival and restoration of all things begin within Uganda. There 2022. That we winded up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I know we launched. Do you remember? When it was the date of 14th,
December.
There 2022, we were at Wankulukuku Stadium,
Kampala, Uganda.
And we went launched that work. We launched
a
campaign and do revival and restoration of all things. God is worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, NB of any Okutan.
So, this our 55th NB.
Echigambo, Echokusaka Nyesida.
The words to put special attention on.
Era Echenkizerechi Nsunga.
The meaningful and the key words.
Where is our full knowledge of God International Ministries?
In full knowledge of God International Ministries.
Awamu Nemokuitwa kwa Katundi Yamanga Gona.
Even God is worldwide call.
Usinamu Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda. We reach to all nations, God is special calling. To join him, fulfill his mega last agenda of the earth, of refreshing all things in heavens and earth. As is promised in the Bible, the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse
19.
Just as he moved to emphasize, passing through his minister, evangelist Benny Hinn, when he was in Ghana, Accra, in 2019, month of September, was the date of 14. And the Lord showed him a vision. And the time has come of refreshing all things. This is a preparation God has taken long prepare. We
ask
full knowledge of God in national ministries. And you two out there wanting to work together with us. a person as an individual, in your gift and your calling, or different ministries, call them churches. Some of the things we looked at most in God's worldwide call, based in
Africa, Uganda,
to reach unto them God's special calling. Special worldwide calling.
Which
involves to join on God. Can fulfill with him his mega last agenda of the earth. Of refreshing all things. This agenda is called mega. Yes. Mega and last. For it's a work which is going to include wonderful works. Acts of the apostles and the prophets. The marvelous works.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we have planted on foundations, apostles and the prophets.
Now
God is to restore all that he did with the prophets and the apostles, even those he promised through them to do in our generations. For in the Ephesians chapter 2, this verse 20, he says like this. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
Kubanga mwasimbibwa kumusingi bebatume nebanabbi. Kristo Yesu yenyini bwali ejinjedde n'eryo ku nsonda.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Yes. Because we built the foundation of apostles and the prophets. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Now when you hear that we call all nations in God's special calling
to
join him, fulfill his mega last agenda of the earth. You know, it's to restore acts of the prophets and apostles.
All
God promised in his prophets and apostles, they be restored to be done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
when we speak of those acts, God has come promising them.
In
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21 and 22,
he
says this. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21.
Kubanga mukama aligolokoka nga yagolokokera ku lusozi Perazimu. Alisunguwala nga bwe yasunguwalira mu kiwonvu ekye Gibiyoni. Akole omulimu gwe ogw'ekitalo, era atuukirize ekikolwa kye eky'ekitalo.
For the Lord shall rise up as on Mount Perazim. He shall be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his alien act, that God is to arise as
we've
never seen him before. But God will rise as
he
was on the Mount Perazim.
He will
do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his alien act. That's why he calls it his mega last agenda.
His
mega last agenda of the earth. He has to do within it.
Things
never had neither seen. Yes. But that is his promise. It's a promise. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse
9,
up to verse
11.
You will write it down and read it yourself. But he said, what I have not seen, ears have not heard, entered in your heart. What God prepared for those who love him.
Now
in his mega last agenda, In God is make a last agenda of the
earth
of refreshing all things. Involves restore active apostles and the prophets. And all he promised through them.
And
some of them we've never seen them. Never heard them.
They have
never entered in our hearts. That's why he said in Isaiah chapter 28 verse 21 to 22, let us repeat that you hear.
Isaiah chapter 28
verse 21,
mukama aligolo kukanga byagolo kukira ku rusozi Perazim alisunguwala ngabu yasunguwalira mu kiwonvu ekyegibiyoni akole omulimu gwe omulimu gwe ogw'ekitalo era atuukirize ekikolwa kye ekikolwa kye.
For the Lord shall rise up as on Mount Perazim. He shall be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his alien act.
Verse 22. Kubanga kukomekereza eri okwateesebwa kwempulidde okuva eri Mukama, Mukama owejje ku nsi yonna.
Now therefore be not mockers, lest your bones be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a destruction even determined upon the whole earth. Yes.
Okuteesa kuno ku nsi yonna.
This counsel is the whole world. Everything we read here is of the whole world. Means to do something. This is of the worldwide call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why I've told you. NB number 5. The words to put special attention. The meaningful and the key words. In the worldwide call, God is worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda. We reach to nations, God is a special calling. We join him, fulfill his mega last agenda of the earth. Of refreshing all things in the heavens and earth. As he promised the seasons before, in Acts chapter 3 verse 19 that we read, that the time of refreshing of things will come from the Lord.
It is taken
seasons preparing, doing his mega agenda. And when the times reached in 2019,
he
envisioned the passing evangelist Benny Hinn, that the mighty move of the Holy Spirit,
then
revival and restoration of all things, begins in Uganda there 2022. And I've told you, it's called God's mega agenda and the last of the earth. It's going to restore acts of the apostles and the prophets, for it's the foundation upon which we planted, had in Ephesians 2 verse 20, planted on foundation of apostles and the prophets, even Christ Jesus, the chief cornerstone. Now the act, all that God has worked with the prophets, the apostles, together, all that he promised in them, even some we've never seen them, as we have heard. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, what I have not seen, what never entered in the hearts, the ears have never heard them, what he prepared for those who love him, calls it God's mega last agenda of the earth. It's awesome works prepared.
Just as it's told you, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21 up to 22. That still God will arise as he rose on the Mount Perazim. He will do his work, awesome work.
He
bring to pass his act, his alien act. For this council, it's of the whole world. That's why we've told you, we've reached to all nations. God is a special calling to join on him, to fulfill his bigger last agenda of the earth, of refreshing all things,
really
restore acts of prophets and apostles, and those promised to the prophets. And this happens, you're going to prove that it's a mega agenda. Going to destroy most of the things of the wise of the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
read in the book of Isaiah chapter 29. It's verse 14. And you see what is coming next in this work.
And
we have to be people who have put their special attention.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Entekatekeno, kugamba okuita kwa katonda kuno.
Now this special calling of God unto all nations.
Ukumwega tako mukutukiriza entekateka en.
To join him, fulfill his mega last agenda of the earth, of refreshing all things of heavens and earth.
Yes,
best, most restore acts of prophets and apostles
that
he worked with them, that he promised through them.
It's
not going to be focused much to refresh concerning knowledge. Not specific. They be not aware. Not that. This is manifesting power.
It refreshes
the power. All of heavens.
And
of the earth. All of it. For our next point, or the 6th NB, what concerns things be known just as they were.
Focus
to refresh acts of the apostles. In it there is a mighty move of revival and restoration.
Now,
before we go to revival and restoration, this is focused to mighty move. And those who will teach of it and reveal it to nations. Don't intervene in other things. When
we
reach that now,
God is mega rest agenda on the earth.
Plan yamukama namutaike semba yoku
see
of refreshing all things of heavens and earth. When you reach this point, focus acts of prophets and apostles. And those God promised the apostles that they be done in this, what the acts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When
we shall go on the 50th, it will tell you that they know. Not. This one is focused on power. We show the acts of the apostles and the prophets. All he promised the prophets.
Jesus promised,
for they have said, is the chief cornerstone. He who said, greater works will do more than I've done. Our generation
has
not done more than Jesus. We are going to see them in our generation. Read me Isaiah, we see. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14.
Kale lava, ngendo kolo omulimu ogw'ekitalo mu bantu bano, omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero, n'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira, n'okutegeera kw'abakabaka baabwe kuli kwekebwa.
Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of the wise men shall perish.
and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Yes. He's going to do a marvelous work and a miracle, and it's a wonder. The things he will do here, no wise will point a finger on them that this one is one who has done them or the other. All the gods who have been worshipped. The wonders you've never seen. Some those you've had which already began. As we've come tell them to you, you find the city has sunk in the ground. Do you wonder what is this? Yes, one day told us one city in America
it
would turn it to an ocean. Daddy told it to us. Go check in the prophecies in our store.
In California,
and California is begun to be filled with water. Yes.
Hey,
where are you always? But in fulfilling God's make a last agenda of the earth of refreshing all things, look most to acts of prophets and apostles, acts God did with the prophets, acts God did with the apostles, acts promised in the apostles
that
they will be done in our generations, acts our Lord Jesus did,
at saying
do great to works than these, we are heading to those. In our focus, the marvelous works to manifest in refreshing all things. If it will not be like that, it's possible to refresh all things. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5, you will read it there. He says he will do a work in our days,
extraordinary.
And it's extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
This is something that's extraordinary. It involves much power. Extra power of God. You will read there, you hear. Most we shall move on to tell them to you. But this day,
NB
this are NB. What to put in special attention. The meaningful and the key words in God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda, as we reach to all nations God's special calling to join him, fulfill his mega last agenda of the earth, of refreshing all things of heavens and earth, mostly this time restore acts of prophets and apostles, those who prophesied the apostles, those the Lord Jesus did, that he promised that we shall do more than those. May the Lord bless you. Tomorrow prepare, you come early.
You
remain with things to put emphasis on.
NBs.
The NBs. Four of them. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.